Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. Today's question comes in from listener Will.
Hello everyone. I recently watched a YouTube video about how Earth would differ if the landmass was rotated 90 degrees so that the Greenwich Meridian was the equator and Mexico was near the South Pole. My question is, how would this affect the formation of valuable resources such as coal and diamond, and how would the geopolitical history of the world be affected?
Well, you don't ask much, do you, Will? Only joking. Rotating the landmass 90 degrees westward in the way you're describing would reshape climate zones, ocean currents, and geology, and would set humanity potentially on a completely different trajectory. Here to explain is Dr. Alex Farnsworth, Senior Research Associate from the School of Geographical Sciences at the University of Bristol.
Thanks, James. This shift carries equatorial regions towards the poles and polar regions towards the equator. The Atlantic would stretch east-west along the equator instead of north-south, whereas the Arctic Ocean itself would become a semi-enclosed tropical sea right on the equator. This new configuration, if we consider the United States, Canada and Greenland, would lie entirely in the southern hemisphere now, bathed in very warm, humid equatorial air. The UK and continental Europe would also become very tropical paradises consisting of dense rainforest, mainly again as a result of this very warm and moist type of equatorial climate that would develop in such a region. Whereas eastern Russia, India, China and Indonesia would occupy the former sort of Arctic regions, which would be pretty much blanketed in land-based ice sheets. So this has very dramatic implications for global sea level as well. When we consider major ice sheets growing in both hemispheres, more water needs to be locked out and put from the oceans back into the ice. On balance, however, the southern hemisphere's smaller polar land area, you know, compared to the sort of real world Antarctica today, might roughly offset some of this expanded northern hemisphere ice, yielding maybe potentially no net change and very similar sea levels to today. We'd still have deserts forming in such a world. A lot of these deserts are actually formed in what we call the subtropical high pressure belts, where very dry descending air occurs. With more of the landmass actually sitting under these subtropical arid belts, we might actually see a global expansion of deserts and one vast desert forming all the way from Central Asia to the tip of Africa. Many of today's big major rivers, they may actually end up disappearing. That's all very much dependent on these very big catchment basins of rainfall. You may see no more Amazon River or no more Nile River developing itself.
A tropical paradise in the UK, you say? There's a thought. A lovely snapshot there of the enormous climatic consequences of your thought experiment, Will. And we haven't even had time to mention what would happen to ocean currents, wind patterns, and so on. But to the second part of your question, what impact would all this have on how natural resources are distributed and on human civilization?
So if we think about fossil fuels such as coal, oil, gas in this rotated world, these all form from ancient organic sediments under specific past climates and tectonic settings. Rotating the continents would relocate or even eliminate today's oil-rich basins. You know, this is such as the North Sea, the Arabian Peninsula region, because those conditions might never even have arisen in the past. If we think about mineral deposits such as diamonds, now these result from processes that are deep within the Earth's mantle. So, as we're the only rotating the tectonic plates themselves, we may likely see them developing in the same places. Specifically, we think about mountain building regions where plates are colliding and forming large mountains, such as the Andes or the Himalaya. We may likely still be seeing these regions as a source of diamonds. Now, if we're thinking about sort of human and hominid evolution, our hominid ancestors thrived in equatorial Africa's diverse rainforest today. In the sort of rotated world, West Africa and Europe would now occupy the sort of equatorial belts, and this might actually be an area that would host early humans. The course of human history would also undoubtedly change. Major civilizations will develop where resources are plentiful and climate is generally stable. With much of Russia now a desert in this rotated world, we may not even see a civilization develop there. Maybe, perhaps a more nomadic one that we see in many other sort of desert regions today and cultures, for instance. but we can be certain that many interesting and uniquely different civilizations would have been able to develop in this rotated world itself.
So, Will, there are all sorts of implications to your question. Tilting the Earth's landmass in this way would vastly change the geologic, climatic, and biological history of everywhere on Earth, and just goes to show the constraints of our geography. Thanks to the amazing Alex Farnsworth for applying his considerable knowledge to this really fun question. Next time, we'll be answering this question from Zhao, who writes in to ask, what happens to the body when you inject stem cells of your own that have been cultivated outside? Thanks, Zhao. Let's see what we can do for you. If you have any thoughts in the meantime, why not log on to our forum and have your say? It's nakedscientists.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own to chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.